listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Derek Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Rigorelia? Just been sitting here waiting on you to get ready to shoot the show here.
Second shower of the day.
I had to take
getting
two.
The frosty right? tips taken care of.
I don't have frosty tips, and you know that. What's going on, buddy? Not too much in the hockey world, really. Little bit of Flyers news. Nothing that's really good.
Definitely
our
not.
Buddy Mikhail Vorobyev, Misha as we called him, or call him, is a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Who knows what that looks like, but it doesn't sound like a short-term solution for him.
Supposedly, I guess what they were saying was he had bought a fake military ID of some sort. I don't know.
That's a no-no.
Yeah. I never even not for the military.
No, of course.
I never even had one for alcohol when I was a kid. I might have been the only person, but.
Well, you probably looked of age, so you didn't have to.
I looked like I was 12 when I was 21. But yeah, him and we knew about Fedotov in the Arctic Circle there, but supposedly he's only going to have to serve a year.
On a military base, for.
So that's not as bad.
It's not as
because
bad.
Because they made it seem like it was going to be a lot worse than that, so.
But nonetheless, not good either.
Not good.
You don't want to be screwing around with that. But
I
wish him the best, man. It's tough news, obviously, for Flyers fans. But obviously, in his own life, like that's tough. You know,
not
he's gonna have to face the music here now. So, moving on from there, we have some other updates. Well, maybe one other update in the NHL with Robin Leonard.
Yes, out for the season.
Out for the season. Interesting. Interesting hip surgery.
Yep.
Not sure what happened there. I mean, I know he missed a bunch of games towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Seems like an odd time to start dipping into the hip, but
you think maybe it would have happened
right at the end
of
the
earlier, season. Yeah, end of the season, or maybe even last year when he wasn't even playing. I don't know, but we don't obviously know.
We don't know the situation there,
but
maybe got hurt training and reactivated it. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's tough loss for them. And
yeah, big time. Especially when you got rid of Fleury.
Yeah, no doubt. Right.
Seemed weird when they did it. Now it's, you know, it actually came back to bite him a little bit last year, I believe, and then now. But, can't do anything about it now.
No. Wish him best in his recovery.
Yep.
And then just a couple big name or bigger names floating around in free agency still. Some rumblings around Kadri. Potentially has a backdoor deal with Lou. Who knows? With Islanders. You hear that, Nest?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, well.
Debo tell you that or did
Bob? There's word on the street.
Ooh.
We're on the street. We'll see. Right. But obviously a big name still floating around there. We got Big Chara still floating around. I know he's not a huge name anymore, but I mean, a veteran presence that
he's
can
just,
log a few minutes. And
yeah, he's so big. I mean, even if he's your third pair, I mean, the man is mean and he's big. And I know he's a, you know, obviously he's slowed down in his older age, but man, just having
minimum.
A guy like that in a room, in your room.
Yeah.
And, what a great man. Like the stories you hear about him, I was fortunate enough to meet him a few times and just a really nice guy. But more importantly, for your team, he's, like you said, killing penalties, a big man out there. And he likes to swing the stick around and he's got a lot of, obviously, like tons of experience. And you never hear a bad word about the guy.
Yeah, right.
And being in the locker room, having a guy like that to help your younger guys. And he trains very hard.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He's just a really good pro. So
100%.
I'm sure someone will probably pick him up.
I would think so. He's obviously been durable. How many years
right.
now has he been floating around? And, again, great leadership, experience. And I think you'd be able to get him for league minimum. I think that's what he made last year.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's not a huge investment. But
right.
Someone will grab him, I'm sure. And then you got Phil the Thrill floating around there.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know.
I heard he wants to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah?
But I don't know. Not sure if... Hexy's a huge fan.
Yeah, right.
of the Thrill. I don't know that. I'm kidding around because he does like guys to be fit.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, Phil. We've talked about it before. You can say what you want about him. The guy's a special player, and still could skate, shoot the puck, and make plays. So, you know, you could say what you want about his physical condition, but he's been able to do it for years and put the points up. So I thought he'd be sideman now, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. And then PK Subban still floating around. I know he had a little bit of a dip in his performance, but he could still skate. You know, he can move the puck. I don't know where he fits in on, you know, a high-end team or even a mediocre team, but
a power play guy, you know, probably. He could still shoot the puck, and but no one signed him yet, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, so a few other names, but I think those ones are somewhat household names, and, you know, they're on the radar, so we'll see what happens with those guys. And then in Nasty Knuckles land, we got a couple announcements.
Yes, we do. We finally locked down the date for our ball hockey tournament, working with the National Ball Hockey League, which was awesome last year. Hopefully it's even better this year. Changed the format a little bit for you, buddy.
Yes, we did.
You complained for weeks on end about the knees.
Knees, hip flexors, groins, yeah.
The hipsies, the hips
don't lie. They're still inflamed, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't lie.
But, yeah, talk about that a little bit. A little three-on-three action?
Yeah, 3-on-3 cross ice, a little different format. Save the pins for you guys that aren't National Ball Hockey League players. So, we can get some guys out there that wouldn't normally play full ice,
right,
full court. And it is October 29th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So it shouldn't Marlton be too
Rinks.
Hot.
Yeah, shouldn't be too hot.
Sorry, probably Marlton Rinks, yep.
Probably a beautiful day. So we're going to get all those links up and available in the next day or two here. Just wanted to plant the seed. Looking forward to it. Again, 3-on-3, cross ice. Sign up as an individual or, you know, or a team. So a little bit unique format. So.
Yes. It's going to be fun. Great
looking
day.
Forward to it. Yeah, exactly.
Lots
so,
of stuff going on that day while we're there. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And then getting primed up for a big tourney this weekend, Nass.
Tell you what, checking for charity. It's here, and Nasty Knuckles has a team in.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens.
Hopefully a little better performance than last year.
I hope so. We didn't win a game playing with our good friends with the Warriors and a few other guys mixed in there. I know they're playing again this year as well, so wish them luck unless we're playing them. Duff. I know. He's told me if I come through the crease, he's swinging.
Well, I'll be right there with you.
Well, you better be, because when I go down, you better start swinging.
I'll leave you on your own. Take care of that mess yourself, Nass.
Great. And Maines will be running around like an absolute maniac.
Yeah. Deal with him. That's about your weight class. So you can deal with Maines.
I don't want anything to do with any of that stuff. I'm a lover, man. I'm like you. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I might stick someone and then get behind you.
I've seen that before. I've seen you two-hand a guy this past season right across the head. So
hey,
I don't know what you're talking
about. He deserved it.
Yeah. I thought you were getting in one there.
Oh, boy.
And then you just...
I don't want to do that.
You were picking up quarters after that.
Yes, I was. And, you know, I have strings on my gloves connected to my elbow pad, so they're not coming off, boys.
Yeah, well... We'll see. You're going to compete this weekend. You might get your nose dirty.
Yes.
Get the hands dirty.
It's I don't know. I just hope I don't embarrass myself too bad. It's a great tournament. A lot of guys come in. You know, Tony D'Angelo has a team. Danny Briere has a team. Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah.
Lots of pros come in and play. Obviously, we're not. Well, you're a pro.
Thank God I'm not in that division, though.
Well, actually, you could play in that division, but you couldn't have me on your team in that division.
No?
I can fill water. We talked about it with Tony. I can fill the water up and everything. But,
have the tape ready to go.
Yep. But it's a great tournament. Phil Passarelli does a really good job. And it's just fun to be around. You know, it's just a bunch of guys that love hockey. And it's really competitive. So it's a little different.
It really is.
It's a little different than when you're playing your men's league. Obviously, it's competitive. But this is like, you're like, whoa, okay, this is...
It's another dimension of speed. Yeah, I was hurting last year. It was for real.
Yeah,
probably should have played in a couple preseason games to get my pins warmed up.
Yeah, but it's all right.
It's all right.
You're skating tonight? No, you're not skating tonight.
Lower back injury.
Whoa, don't give away injuries here. What are you doing? It's a lower body injury. It'll start holy cow, boys. You know the rules? Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to show my hand. Maybe I was just bluffing now.
You probably were.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're really looking forward to this weekend, and I can't wait. Hopefully we mix a win in this year.
Yeah, we got to. We got it. We got to make some noise.
Yeah.
We got to lay down the groundwork for next year, you know?
Yeah,
we got street cred.
Yeah, big Vince Williams coming out.
Oh yeah,
solid 225. He told me ripped as usual. That's what he said to me. Great guys, like some of our men's league guys are playing with us. Ryan Vince, who was a pro back in the day, actually played with Boosh. He actually played in Ohio, where you played, a year after you, I think he said.
In Dayton?
Yeah, he played in Dayton 1 year.
Did he?
Yeah, he was telling me that the other night. Mm. But anyway, we got a pretty good team put together. Jamie Lundmark's joining us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Zingo.
Yeah, Zingo. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited about it.
I'm looking forward to it. What do you got down there, Nast?
I'll tell you what I got right here. Baller will get a good look at it in a little bit, but this was our team, the Squirts from Hollydale, the Hurricanes, Squirt A, and they were rocking the Nasty Knuckles uniform that are kind of modeled after the Little Caesars organization in Detroit, and they looked sharp.
Yeah, well done.
And they came up a little short in the finals. They played a mix of team from all over the U.S. and in Canada. And but they made it to the finals, and they had a really good showing. Hannah, the goalie, she did not give up a goal until the finals.
Wow.
So she had a really good tournament, and all the kids did well. We'll put a picture up for everybody to see all their names. And Coach Nick Sauer and Bob Beauchamp, and even Coach Hughes, which is one of the coaches at Hollydale as well, and then Nick's dad, Bill Horner. So it was they had a great weekend, and they looked sharp. And
yeah, I was going to say, really, really well done on the jerseys.
Yep,
the uniforms combo there is nice. Good color. Good job, Nast.
Really cool. Yeah.
Stepped your game up.
Yeah, we had to. We kind of copied them, but it was a great idea by Champ. He was the one that kind of came up with it, and we did that a few weeks ago, so they looked sharp.
Beautiful. Hopefully our jerseys this weekend look as sharp.
Let's hope they show up.
Yeah. we're waiting. Check customs.
Checks in the mail. we're waiting. I'm just wondering real quick, that thing on your head there. It's getting bigger. The old bun?
Man bun?
You're not going to have it? You're just going to let the flow go, like, right?
All this weekend?
The helmet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can't rock a bun underneath the bucket, dude.
When I saw you on the ice 2 weeks ago, you had the bun, no hat.
Oh, well, I was just mucking it up.
That place was packed, and they were just chirping. Who's the guy with the man bun?
Yeah. There was nobody watching.
All two people.
Nor caring. But this bun, man, is getting a little heat.
Yeah, you got a little heat on YouTube.
Yeah.
Gentleman went after you a little bit.
Says he just can't stop looking at the bun.
Well, I mean, it's tough. You kind of notice that I keep looking up. I keep thinking there's something on your head there.
Well, there's a bun up there.
Okay.
But I would just recommend people who have complaints about looking at the bun, just tune in and listen.
You don't have to watch it.
But this bun's probably going to get a little bit bigger before it disappears.
Unless I cut that thing when you're sleeping.
Yeah, and Nast might get after it. But it'll be rocking. The flow will be rocking this weekend.
Yep.
Back to the old days.
Yeah, that's right.
Let her buck.
But the only difference is you're 40 pounds lighter.
Yeah, it's true.
A little bit of a difference.
Yeah, right.
So,
it's a little imposter syndrome.
Looking forward to it.
Should be good. I got my wheels here now. So you got to grind them down, grind them up here a little bit.
I was going to get Hans from Mighty Ducks to do them. You know, he's like 98 because your skates are about that old. So,
well, get me some new wheels now. Yeah, get me some new steel, something.
All right, we'll do it. We'll go over this. We'll sharpen them up.
All right, Nast, what are you seeing with these bad boys?
Well, I'm seeing it. I need to just put them in the garbage can. I'm seeing what I see a lot with men's league guys, Riles. Like, you got to take your footbed out. Look at your rust here.
What's wrong with rust?
It's no good.
No?
It's bad for biz.
You know? All right.
It's not good. It's George Dub. You know what I mean?
It's game worn.
George W. Bush.
Of course.
League. Honestly, these are pretty beat up, especially for a skater like you. Being serious about it, these are pretty beat up, but a lot of men's league guys come in and they just want to change these. And there's a new steel. Like, the best steel you can get is this black steel. Step Steel makes it. Howie Steel makes it.
Howie? That's not going to fit my...
No, not in these, because these are like from 1969, I think.
Retired that long.
No, you haven't. But they do actually still make steel for these. And if you're not willing to get the new skates, we're definitely going to get you some new steel. But I'm going to touch these up so you can fly and scoring goals for Nasty Knuckles this weekend.
Oh, got to. Got to. Those look pretty worn in, though, those blades.
Last time I sharpened them was last year. You remember that? Like, last year.
It was a strong skate sharpen.
It was. It was. Well, you're going to get the best one here, that's for sure. But let's work on these, buddy.
All right, let's do it.
Get the bun out of here.
My bad.
Look. Get the bun out.
Right, oh, Riggs. Look at those.
Look at that finish, big cat.
Flying.
You know, once you got to me as a player to Philadelphia, you notice you got in the league a couple years later.
Yeah, it's all steel. Of course. Obviously not the boot, but the blades.
The boot, maybe not so much. but seriously, you'll be ready to roll now. We do need to get you some new skates, but you'll be flying.
Can't wait. I need that.
Let's go.
All right, Nas. Well, I appreciate you grinding the wheels.
Yep, of course.
Get those bad boys prepped. What are you looking at?
I just want to feel that thing.
You're obsessed with the man bun.
Oh, I am. You're ready to go? You're ready?
You're not that tall, Nasty. What?
A couple phone books.
Yeah.
It's not bad. But seriously, let's get after it this weekend.
Absolutely. We need a grade A effort.
Yes.
Need you to move the pins. No gliding. Like Sudsy says, no gliding.
He'll probably have a sign there as usual, but really looking forward to the weekend in all seriousness. I wish I was this tall. I could probably play D and be in front and be a madman, but you're not. I'm not. But we're going to have a good weekend anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Should be a blast.
Yes.
Going to prime the hip flexors, prime the groins and hammies.
Yes.
They're not as sore as they were last year.
Debo said he'd be happy to give you a little stretchy.
Yeah, right.
Stretchy bull in there.
Does it all. Yeah. Jack of all trades.
Yeah. So great weekend this weekend. Can't wait to tell everybody about it with the big championship. Hopefully we win. Maybe not. But we're going to try.
We're going to put the effort in.
Yes. And make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube and on all social platforms that Nasty Knuckles is on.